This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Amid the largest anti-government protests in decades in Cuba, U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for the people of the Caribbean nation, underscoring their right to peacefully protest. In remarks at the White House Monday, President Biden said the Cuban people are demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. He added, "I don't think we've ever seen anything like this protest in a long, long time, if, quite frankly, ever." Biden said the United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. He called on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence in what he called their attempt to silence the voices of the people of Cuba. The White House is rejecting Cuba's claim that the United States is to blame for the public unrest. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during Monday's White House news briefing, quote, "There's every indication that yesterday's protests were spontaneous expressions of people who are exhausted with the Cuban government's economic mismanagement and repression." She added, "These are protests inspired by the harsh reality of everyday life in Cuba." Earlier in the day, the Cuban president said in a nationally broadcast address that the social unrest was the result of a policy of economic suppression by the United States. The Cuban president is calling for the country's revolutionary citizens, his term, to counter the anti-government protests. Protesters on Sunday chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana, until police eventually broke up the march while making some arrests. Demonstrators turned out in other parts of the country, including in San Antonio de los Baños, near Havana, voicing their anger about long lines for food, cuts in electricity, and trouble with medicine supply. You're listening to VOA News. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan stepped down from his post on Monday as Taliban fighters continue to make gains across the war-torn country. The Biden administration has said the official end date of the U.S. troop withdrawal will be August 31st. But General Austin Scott Miller's relinquishing of command was a symbolic end to the troop pullout. During a short ceremony at U.S. military headquarters in Kabul, Miller said, "The people of Afghanistan will be in my heart and on my mind for the rest of my life." President Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland met Monday with key law enforcement officials about a seemingly intractable American problem, the soaring number of gun crimes. 2021 could be considered the deadliest year for gun violence in the United States in two decades. Already this year, more than 10,700 people have been killed in shootings, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Biden has called gun violence in the United States an epidemic and an international embarrassment, but he has been unable to stop it. In April, in the aftermath of a mass shooting that left 10 people dead at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store, Biden called on the Senate to approve two gun violence bills already adopted by the Democrat-led House of Representatives. He also authorized some tighter gun restrictions with an executive order. One of the House-passed measures would close a long-standing loophole in gun laws by expanding background checks to those purchasing weapons over the Internet, at gun shows, and at some private transactions. The others would give officials 10 business days instead of the current 3 to make background checks on gun purchasers. Only a handful of Republicans in the House support the tighter controls. A government minister in Uganda, Chris Baryomunsi, has told the Guardian newspaper that his country has the money to buy vaccines for the COVID-19 pandemic, but is having trouble purchasing them from Western countries. He said, quote, "This is a challenge of access and equity. We have to rely on the Western world, and the Western world has focused on its population." He said it appears that countries with access to the vaccine, in his words, don't care about Africans. In other developments Monday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed that all remaining lockdown restrictions in England will be lifted in a week, despite a rise in cases blamed on the more contagious Delta variant. Johnson said during a news conference in London that people should proceed with caution when the restrictions are lifted. He emphasized that the pandemic is not yet over. Indonesia said Monday it set a new record of daily COVID-19 infections with 40,427. The country is experiencing a surge of cases of the highly infectious Delta variant. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.